We also see in the discussion of trade unions, the way trade unionists have used the tradition of trying to establish an industrial relations discourse in order to avoid political intervention. In other words, they try to use a modernist industrial relations framework in order to stop the state, in a sense, from intervening politically in trade union affairs. And this we see, you know, throughout the history of the trade union movement, both in the colonial period and in the post-colonial period. It's also clear that trade unions in Zimbabwe, as elsewhere, are very much children of the Enlightenment. By that I mean they've been very much those who have pushed universal rights and have often fought national repression through a recourse to a call for universal rights. And that's been a central part of the discourse of trade unionism. It's, in some recent scholarship, it's been seen as in some way being incorporated into an imperialist framework, and I want to challenge that.